A couple of weeks ago, we had an interview with a director named Salvador Litvak. He's a Jewish director who made a movie called Guns and Moses. Now, the title cracks me up because every kid of the 80s and 90s who's Jewish has a t-shirt that says Guns and Moses, but it's with the Guns and Roses logo or a yarmulke that says that. And we all find it funny, but there's a movie now called Guns and Moses. And the tagline is, may God and your Glock protect you. So I go, Judaism and a rabbi shoot 'em up movie? Of course I want to go see this thing. But I assumed, you know what, it's going to be some junky skit kind of funny thing. And we had Salvador Litvak on the show. He was talking about this thing like it's an action thriller, and I hadn't seen the movie yet, but he was so excited about it and talking about the stars that are in it. He got me really, really interested in going to see this movie. So me and my wife took a night off, went to go see the movie. Didn't know what to expect at all. Had seen the trailer and go, this looks awesome. A rabbi who's shooting things and stuff looks great. Looks fantastic. I got to say, I really, really enjoyed it. And not just because I'm Jewish. I enjoyed it because it's original. A rabbi goes country western, like a gunslinger kind. Here's how IMDb describes the movie. A beloved small town rabbi in the high desert becomes an unlikely gunslinger after his community is violently attacked. Perfect apt description. There are twists. There are turns. It's a really well-done movie. And unlike most of Hollywood, who there's a gajillion Jews in Hollywood, we all know this, this one got all the Jewish stuff right. And the stuff they had to change was so that people who aren't Jewish would understand. But they got all that stuff right. This was a lot of fun. And it's starring some people you might know. For example, Neil McDonough. You've known him. He's in a ton of stuff. He's in Minority Report. He's the guy who works with Tom Cruise to go arrest people. He's in Captain America. He's one of the Howling Commandos. He's in Star Trek First Contact. He's the helmsman who gets assimilated by the Borg. You know this guy. You've seen him in a lot of stuff. Always a great actor. Did a great job. Did a phenomenal job. The guy who plays the rabbi, Mark Feuerstein, he's a bit character in a lot of things who you know, but something you may know him from, I talk about the West Wing all the time. He's the Republican who dated Donna for a while and later comes back to work for the administration. Does a phenomenal job. This thing isn't something on a rinky-dink budget that's just pushed out because somebody felt like making a movie. This is a real movie. It's a real thriller, and it's a lot of fun, whether you're Jewish, whether you're not Jewish.
Where in hell did you actually see this movie, Ari? It only opened in 77 theaters.
So what's funny is it was in limited release, and it was playing at South Center. So I went to South Center, and I'm looking. It's a limited release movie, okay? And I'm sure a lot of you are probably going to watch it on digital download if you choose to watch it, because you are having trouble finding it in the theaters. We want to support the movie we want to go. In fact, going to the movie was part of the experience, because this is the oddest group of people I've ever seen in a theater together. So a lot of people from my synagogue had gone to a screening earlier on and actually were texting me, spoilers! I love you all. But they're texting me stuff about the movie as I was about to sit down and watch the movie. I love you all. We had some great discussions about this. But I told everybody in my synagogue, I said, guys, this is a thriller. This is a shoot 'em up. And it's starring a bunch of actors you know and the people you go to synagogue with. It's really a lot of fun, and it's well done. Really well done. People put care and passion into this project. It is clearly a passion project, and I recommend you see it. Probably because it's in limited release, you're going to have to wait until you can actually see it on digital download. But it's a lot of fun. I'm not just saying that because it's a Jewish movie. Look, The Hebrew Hammer, one of the worst movies I've ever seen in my life. And for some reason, people think it's great. Absolutely terrible. I've seen some bad movies with Jews in them before. This one, actually a lot of fun, and there's twists and turns in the plot. I mean, I called them because I watched too many movies, but my wife was surprised by a whole bunch of them. Lots of fun. A really great movie. And Mike and I talk about this all the time. It's an original idea. And we really hit Hollywood all the time for their lack of original ideas. My sister-in-law called me yesterday. It's her birthday, and she said, we want to go to the movies. What should we see? Should we see Superman? Should we see Jurassic Park? And as she's listing all these things, I said, it's sequel after sequel, reboot after reboot, whatever it is. I said, go see Guns N' Moses. I don't think they ended up seeing it. I think they ended up seeing Superman. But I said, go see Guns N' Moses, because at least it's original. I want a new original movie. And I was shocked how much I actually enjoyed this movie. So I recommend everybody check it out. Lots of
fun. And I would say, though, it's opened in 77 theaters nationwide. As Ari said, it's limited release. But two of those 77 are here. It's playing at the AMC South Center, and it's also playing at the AMC Alderwood Mall up in Linwood. Mm-hmm. So there's at least a couple opportunities to see it this week if you listen to this review and want to go check it out.
Yeah, thank you, Mike. But it's really...
Yeah, go support original movies.
Exactly. It's an original movie. I will give you one tale of caution, is that because it's an independent movie that's released, you have to deal with all the indie trailers before it. So show up 15 minutes late so you can skip the indie trailers that are before the movie. That's one point of caution. But this movie, it's not an indie movie. It is filmed like a real Hollywood thriller movie. Everything's great about it. I really cannot say enough good things about it, so much so that I actually got up in my synagogue this Saturday when I was making announcements for after services and told everybody to go see the Guns N' Moses movie. That got a lot of laughter. Here's something else. For those of you who are more religious, whatever your religion is, it's clean. It's clean. No sex, no cussing, none of that kind of stuff. They're shooting and there's a little bit of blood. But aside from that, it's a clean movie too. How often do you get an original Hollywood idea that's clean also? So if you're looking, I told all my rabbi friends who don't see movies anymore because they don't want to see that kind of stuff. I told all them, guys, I found a movie you can actually go see in theaters. I don't know why every rabbi friend of mine, the last movie they saw in theaters was either Star Wars or Star Trek. But yes, this one you can go see even if you're more religious and worried about there being other stuff in it. This you can go see.